time. Yo, I guess you could consider this a you could consider this a letter to the man upstairs, I guess. Alright, here we go. Dear God, if you are listening, then please hear me out. Why is everyone on the earth littered with doubt? Why do we constantly make these assumptions about who created the earth and where we come from? How can we know if you are really watching over us? Cause it could just be made up by people who don't know as much. Don't get me wrong, I ain't doubting your existence. It's innocent until you're proven guilty. Or is it? It seems like whenever we try to be good Samaritans, we get paid with a slap in the face and meet with an early end. I mean, I know they say you're perfect and all, but in this world that you created, it ain't perfect at all. We got more bad people than the prisons can contain, and any act of justice is purely in vain, because every day another criminal is born with the same mentality that the others had before. So the endless loop of murder and robbery keeps on spinning and spinning till it's over and we're all gone. But maybe this is how you wanted it to be, and the plan that you're devising is invisible to me. Perhaps you want us gone so we can stop with the destruction of the planet you created, so the animals can have some peace from all the industry and smoke that we produce out of our factories and plants we roll into on our commute. But here's the one issue that I found with your plan. Why do some people just want to kill another man? I mean, you designed us and programmed our brains so we think the way we do, and other people do the same. And why do some of us have different deficiencies that make us seem strange to everybody? Cause to me it seems that maybe you messed up, that it wasn't intentional. But in that case, you can't be all powerful. I'm not a genius, and I don't know too much, but how can we believe you if you never show yourself to us? Is it because you don't have a physical form? Or are you just afraid we won't believe you anymore? And a lot of people claiming that they listen to your voice, and when they say it on television, the people all rejoice. Is this true, or is it just religion running mouths? Frankly, it's something I think that we could do without. I understand that we need something to believe in, but if we fight in war with ourselves, then how can we win? We struggle to try and find the creator of our earth, but if we keep living this way, then we'll destroy it first. So we try and find the God that we can't prove his existence, or maybe you were always in our lives, but we missed it. But I won't put slim chances in control of my health, so if I need to believe, I'ma believe in myself.